Jeremiah 17, verses 5 to 10. Thus says God, says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. And in the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? The Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Good morning. The prophet Jeremiah attempts to help his people understand what God wants from them by offering a parable about the life of plants, the shrub in the wilderness compared to the tree planted by the water, representing those who trust in mere mortals on the one hand and those who trust in the Lord on the other. The tree planted by the water is not only nourished by that water, but because it has roots by the stream, it can survive even the hottest days. It shall not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green, and in the year of drought it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. By contrast, we would expect the prophet to tell us that the shrub in the parched places of the wilderness, the uninhabited salt land, shrivels and dies in the sun. But look carefully at the words. According to Jeremiah, the problem of the shrub in the desert is that it shall not see when relief comes. So the shrub survives in the desert, but somehow this lack of perception is a problem. What can this possibly mean? I live near the desert of Jeremiah's prophecy. I live in Jerusalem, and the Judean desert is about half an hour's drive from my home. The Judean desert isn't sandy, though it's dry. It's full of small shrubs, maybe like the desert in Texas. In Israel generally, there's no rain in the summer months, but when it rains in the winter, we regularly hear warnings about flash floods in the desert. Wadis, or ancient rivers that have dried up and are empty most of the year, can suddenly, within minutes, fill with rushing water. The flash floods are enormously dangerous for hikers. But for the lowly shrubs of the Judean desert, flash floods are life-giving. Of course, we, and maybe the plants too, only see the danger of water in the desert. What if we also saw the blessing that it brings? The prophet is offering something much deeper than be righteous and faithful and God will reward you. Actually, he warns the people of Israel not to trust the Babylonians or any other seemingly mighty empires that offer short-lived alliances. Such a life is comparable to the shrub in the desert, the one that shall not see when relief comes. Water is given to the shrub in the desert, but since it comes in the flesh of a moment and can be gone just as quickly, the shrub might not even notice that it happened. By contrast, Jeremiah says that those who rely on God, those Israelites who live the life of faith and covenant, are like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. This tree has a constant source of nourishment, and therefore in the year of drought it is not anxious. It does not cease to bear fruit. The person of faith sometimes experiences seasons so hot and dry, so difficult, that one might think that all is lost. Jeremiah assures his reader that such a tree will bear fruit even during such seasons. The great prophets of Israel were aware that even the righteous suffer. In fact, Jeremiah himself suffered abuse because his own people resented his prophecies and wanted to silence him. His point here is that faith in God does not prevent difficulty, but it does give us ways to be productive, even in times of uncertainty, and to be confident that we can do that. Similarly, when we rely only on mere mortals, there will be inevitable disappointments. And even in such cases, we often make it through tough times. There's a difference, though. Nobody can survive completely on their own, just as every tree or shrub needs water. If we aren't looking, we might not notice that we've been helped through those hard times. The difference here is subtle, but crucial. Faith does not necessarily lead to rewards on this earth or to great success. We might be successful without faith. Faith is about opening our eyes and being more aware and appreciative, which sometimes allows us to bear fruit where we otherwise wouldn't do so because we are naturally near the source, aware of our need for support and therefore looking for it. I want to thank Pastor Victoria and Tim for inviting me to preach here today. I'm honored and I have to say a bit intimidated. You see, preaching in a church is not a normal thing for a person like me to do. I'm a Jew. I live in Israel. But as you might hear from my accent, I grew up in New Jersey, and I grew up in an Orthodox Jewish community where I didn't know any Christians. I went to Jewish schools from kindergarten through university. I was taught to be afraid of Christians, since historically, Christians either wanted to kill Jews or convert us. I moved to Israel at the age of 22 and became a teacher of Jewish texts for Jews, so it was pretty unlikely that I would have gotten to know Christians at that point. But a friend invited me to a study group of Christians and Jews in Jerusalem, and I loved the people who I met, and I wanted to understand more about their faith. Eventually, but beginning with that group, I went back to school and I did a doctorate in early Christianity. I'm still a Jew, but now I'm a Jew who understands and respects Christianity and Christians. And I now teach Christianity and Judaism to Jews and Christians, hoping that each will understand the other. Without that understanding, innocent as our ignorance might be, the mistakes that we make about each other can be enormously damaging here in the United States and in Israel. I tell you this story in order to explain who I am, but also to complicate the fact that I want to talk about the other reading today, the one from 1 Corinthians 15. Paul writes of the necessity that those who wish to be in Christ with him, to believe in the concept of resurrection, and in particular, the resurrection of Christ. Now, while many Jews may agree that Jesus was an admirable Jewish leader in his time, his resurrection is a particularly Christian belief. It's important to note, however, that Paul believed that the resurrection was a sign that everything had changed, that the end was coming soon, and that everyone, Jew and Gentile alike, was now given the opportunity to be ready for that. As a matter of fact, earlier in the same letter, in 1 Corinthians 7:29, Paul writes of what he calls the impending crisis. Scholars have thus interpreted Paul's preference there for celibacy, for example, as enabling believers to focus on whatever was necessary to prepare for that end. In other words, resurrection for Paul was not about something that would happen in the faraway future. For Paul, one who believes in the resurrection understands that our lives have meaning today, that death does not have the last word. According to both Jeremiah and Paul, faith is about awareness, hope, and appreciation. It's about being open to what will come, to being open to the unexpected gifts. My life has taken some unexpected and unorthodox turns, creating possibilities of rediscovery. For example, and maybe a little bit personally, a year ago, I lost a job. I know that this is something that many people go through, but I almost lost hope. I didn't know how I would get back on my feet. But it's turned out that particularly in my time of drought, opportunities opened up for me to work with people in ways that I didn't know were possible for me before. I've learned that I need to open my eyes to see opportunities that were right there. I bless you all that during your dry seasons, your times of drought, that your faith in the resurrection allows you too to have hope, to experience life as a tree planted near the water, so that you are not anxious and you do not cease to bear fruit.